No, I think no. Tiger Woods will not win the Masters.
Okay, good. I stand alone, and on Monday, I want you all to say you were right, Royal.
Hey, we can do more than that. You got some cash?
I'm tired of betting with you.
Why?
I still have to wash your damn plane. Which I still think I won that bet.
About the airplane taking off on the treadmill?
Because the remote control plane did not fly. The big plane flew. So it's 50-50. I should only have to wash one half of
the plane. Oh, yeah, wash one wing.
Yeah.
That's going to work.
That's going to work.
And speaking of that, like I told you the other day, I would make a lousy Mexican.
Why is that?
Well, because I wanted to scrub the hangar floor the other day, so I went and rented one of these big buffers.
Yeah.
You know, hold the handle. I put the brush on it. I put the water down. I turned on that buffer, and it damn near killed me. It was dragging me across the hangar floor, throwing me around like it was like a dog shaking a cat or something like that. You know, that's skilled labor.
Was it just pulling you through the hangar?
Oh, it was just thrashing me all around. That's skilled labor, folks. Okay, we'll be back.
I don't want to go out there with a concealed weapon looking, and I'm not assigning this to you, but I don't want to go out there looking for the opportunity to be a hero and use that gun to save somebody from a beating or what have you. But if the occasion ever arises, I at least want to be in a position to do something other than say, hey, you, stop that.
Well, that happened to me recently. I was in a parking lot and witnessed a wreck on the road, and it was one of the illegals from south of the border and didn't have insurance. He ran, came into the parking lot, and was going to run my wife and myself down to get away from the police. But I was carrying a weapon. My son was carrying a weapon. We both drew down on him. He stopped.
Que pasa? Que pasa?
That was it. He got out of the car, or actually his pickup, got out of the truck, spouting Spanish, and that wasn't it. You know, by that time,
did he have sense to lay down on the road? And
my son knows enough Spanish to handle that part of it. And once that took over, he took over. He's the policeman, you know. He knew, but no, he didn't have insurance.
Yeah.
He didn't have, license.
You know, I think with this Rosetta Stone software, the Spanish language software, I think the first phrase they teach you is, hands against the car and hood and spread them.
Right. That should be. But I agree. I don't believe they should have the right to search a car. I mean, they don't have the right to search a car for anything else.
That's an interesting point. Your employer ought to have... Your employer ought to have to go through the same procedures that a law enforcement should have to go to before they search your car.